Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Stories of Hope today. It's Friday. I'm so excited to be here with you. I have two beautiful co-hosts that are going to be joining me, the first segment and the second segment. These are incredible, incredible entrepreneurs that are out there that are changing the world, that are offering you stories of hope. We invited them to come on to share with us all the wonderful things that they're doing in the world. And let me bring on my first guest. Kelly is here. Kelly Hansen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. I'm very excited to be here.
It's great to have you. So you and I are going to talk about different things, but first, let the audience know a little bit about your background, about what it is that you do. I know that you are a happy mom of three, and you started you're the founder of the BBC Evolution.
BCC Evolution.
BCC.
Yep.
Evolution. And what does BCC stand for?
It's because Carrie cared, and evolution is because we're ever evolving.
Okay. So that's cool. And you're the founder of that. And then you are also a motivational speaker, and you do a lot of wonderful things. So tell us a little bit more about your background.
Absolutely. I founded BCC Evolution in 2018 after I lost my middle sister to a completed suicide. I just knew that I couldn't sit around and do nothing. So I wanted to make an impact on lives, even if it's just one person at a time. So I started BCC Evolution, and we're now going into our third year. And really what we do is we are empowering people to break their silence around their mental health challenge so that it doesn't rule their life. And we're doing that by education, awareness, and bringing resources.
Good. That's wonderful. Did you know that I'm a suicide survivor?
I heard that. Yes, I did.
Yes. I have overcome suicide, but for now been living suicide free for about 20 years now. But before then, I struggled with suicidal thoughts my entire life. Whenever I would get triggered about whatever the situations were that were unfolding, life being too hard, not fitting in, not feeling good enough, all the various different challenges, the hatred and different things in the world, I always felt like I didn't fit, and I always wanted to find a way out. And so I was always faced with, being in the moment and then wanting to commit the act.
Yeah, it's so definitely something people don't talk about enough. So thank you for sharing your story and being alive.
Oh, I thank you for, yeah, I know. It's so great that I'm alive, because now really, the yellow that you see, this is the joy that I feel in my life, the joy of being alive. And there's, it's amazing what happens when you truly heal and overcome suicide, because it really can be overcome. It doesn't have to be the label that you have to deal with again and again and again, until we know really what the subject, what it's all about, that we can heal it, that we can overcome this horrifying, violent act, because it is a violent act and there is another way out. Is that why you started, why you founded the, aside from, giving your sister voice, her life mattered?
Yeah, I really found that my sister had attempted suicide 6 other times, and I found that I had shut my emotions off completely to her because I just didn't understand why she didn't want to be on this planet. But she ended up actually having a botched hysterectomy that almost took her life. And for once, it seemed like to our family that she really wanted to be alive. So that's why 5 years later, when she did complete, we didn't see any of the signs. And I knew at that moment, looking back in retrospect, that there were some signs, and I just blatantly missed them because I had completely shut it off. And I called her my crazy sister, and I called her over dramatic because every other attempt she would call us and be like, I love you, take care of my kids. And we always knew to call the cops at that time. But this last time, none of us saw it coming. And so for me, it took me a really long time, and I was able actually to do an NLP session, which I was able to go back to my childhood, and I forgave her and I forgave myself because I went through the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and the hoodoo, voodoo, weedoos, as I call them, and I couldn't figure out why I didn't see it. And so I knew moving forward, I wanted to educate myself, but I also wanted to educate the world and really talk to anybody that would listen about mental health and how important it is, and really understanding the signs and the symptoms before another family had to go through what our family did.
Yeah. So when you said that you did the NLP, you actually had to forgive yourself for that whole process, healing. I mean, that's a lot to deal with because, you know, we hold ourselves responsible to, you know, to help other people, and why couldn't we see it, and why didn't we save them, and all of that. And then to completely forgive ourselves for all of that. That's a lot to deal with.
Yeah, it was definitely the biggest process that I didn't know that I needed, but it was the best thing that could have ever happened, because then BCC Evolution bloomed from there, and we've really been able to launch it and help millions of people that are struggling with mental health.
Yeah. And it's really cool because, you know, nowadays, especially with COVID, I don't even know the statistics right now. I used to keep track of all that, but I know, like, you know, the youth are committing suicide at an all-time high. I know that. And I mean, I don't know what it is, but I just know it's at an all-time high. And, you know, people just don't see any way out. And so that's why talking about suicide, talking about those thoughts and having a place to go, even you and I talking about it right now, when people are listening to this, then hopefully they are inspired to, you know, get help, get somebody to listen. Let's give people the number of, you know, your organization. Of course, they can call the suicide hotline, which is also, you know, a beautiful foundation that you can call and have and get support. But let's give them right away your information too.
Yeah, so you can reach us on our website. It's bccevolution.org. You can also send an email to support@bccevolution.org. I do always recommend, if you're in a crisis situation, to call the National Suicide Hotline. You can also text the crisis line. It is open 24/7. But reaching out to BCC Evolution, we have a team of 5 board members that, if you reach out to that support@bccevolution.org, and or if you're on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/BCC Evolution, and the same with Instagram, we'll respond to you. So if you are in this area that you're like, hey, I think I need some support, please reach out. I would much rather you reach out, and I will give you a link or access to whomever may be helping or be able to help you. And we're really looking to vet out our resources that we hand out. We don't just want to send you somewhere and then it potentially hurt you. So reach out to us if you need to be referred to a resource, and we'll definitely be willing to help.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. And so for all those people that are out there that are having the thought that I want to do this, and you're struggling with the bringing yourself back into peace, and you're constantly thinking about it. So there's no excuse. There's help here. There's hope, and you can do it. And what Kelly is saying, the foundation that she founded, there's support, the National Suicide Hotline. So you don't have to deal with this alone. And I personally can tell you from my own experience, having overcome suicide now for 20 years, that this is not a thought I have. There's not one fractal part of my being, doesn't matter how bad things get, that I would ever consider taking my own life. That's why I can tell you that I've overcome it, because I truly, truly know who I am. And I know what that whole situation was about, and that I've healed my past. And you can too. And that's what you're saying, right, Kelly?
Yes, definitely. You can absolutely, all of us at one point in time, to be honest, have suicidal thoughts, and you are not alone, and it is normal. You're not abnormal. So please reach out. It might be the hardest thing to do when you are in that situation, but there are many, many people out there that are willing to help you, and we want you to be alive. So reach out.
Yeah. Tell us again. Facebook, what is it?
Facebook.com/BCC Evolution. We also have Instagram.com/BCC Evolution. And then our website, BCCEvolution.org. And lastly, email is support@BCCEvolution.org.
Is this the conversation we were going to have today? Is this what you wanted to focus on, Kelly?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know. I thought maybe you had another conversation, but it just so organically happened that we started talking about this. I would love to talk to you further, Kelly. Maybe next week you and I can set some time. I'll contact you privately on Instant Messenger to have a deeper conversation. It's always good for me to know a little bit more about your organization with as many people as I come across, and just talk to you a little bit further. So be expecting more communication from me. I'm so glad that you came on. How are you dealing with everything, all things COVID, and where do you live?
I am in Colorado, and I work from home. It has been a challenge at times. I have a 5-year-old, but it's been really good. And this is really my passion, and I want to be able to speak to the world. And we do have an international film festival that's coming up on May 22nd, which is all things related to mental health and suicide awareness. And it's virtual, went virtual last year. So I would love for anybody to join us, and you can find more info on the website too.
Good. Yay. Everybody. It's really, there's people, there's resources out there. There's support there for you. And there's no excuse for you to suffer by yourself in silence and not feel like that you belong and that you matter, because you do. And sometimes, you know, I always say, it just takes one person, to believe in you, and that resource is here. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It was wonderful to have you here and hear your incredible story. And may you and your sister rest in peace in knowing that her legacy lives on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me, and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, Get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. That was an incredible first segment that we had with Kelly Hansen. I do hope that you go and check out her information. And if you know anyone that is suffering from suicide, definitely point them in the right direction. My next co-host and guest is Gloria Grace Rand. She is here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so delighted to be here and so excited to talk with you today.
I know. It's wonderful. So you're an entrepreneur and you're doing fantastic, wonderful, beautiful things in the world, helping a lot of people. And so this is what the Stories of Hope is about. So what got you to this point? How did you get here, right?
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm actually...
Yeah, give us your bio and your background. You know,
sure. Well, it's how I got here was by way of television, actually. My background, long before I started my business, I actually worked for the Nightly Business Report on public television, and I was a writer and producer for them. And that was actually what I'd gone to school for, doing mass communications, but I never wanted to be in front of the camera. I always was quite content to be behind the scenes. And then when the last recession back in 2008 hit, PBS lost corporate funding, government funding, and I lost my job and I had to reinvent myself as so many of us have had to do even over the last year. Yeah. with COVID and everything. So I had been getting a letter in the mail that I hung on to for some reason that said, can you write a letter like this? And it was about, they were offering at the time this was a home study course, because this was still not quite as well savvy they were about being online, but it was offering how to do direct mail copywriting. So writing junk mail. And so I was like, yeah, I can write a letter like that. Sure. And so I invested in that course. And then that led to learning how to do SEO copywriting, because I realized everybody was moving online. And I liked the idea of having to use both sides of my brain, the kind of analytical side to figure out the right keywords to help business websites show up on Google, and then the creative side to actually make that content interesting and to have people actually take action. And so I've been doing that for the last 10 plus years now, and helping business owners, in particular service-based entrepreneurs. And that's been awesome. And at the same time, the last few years, though, I've been on sort of a different journey or sort of complementary in a way, trying to figure out how to bring the two together, where I've really been doing a lot of spiritual soul searching kind of was started when after my sister was diagnosed with cancer. Although in thinking things over now, I've realized that I've actually been on this journey my whole life. It just really sort of catalyzed, I guess, when she got diagnosed and we started having conversations about what do you believe and
yeah. You know, who am I?
All of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that led me to doing some different type of work and really doing a lot of soul searching and personal development work. And then unfortunately, she passed at the end of 2016. But 2 months before she passed, I was meditating and this idea came into my head that I call my divine download that said, you need to write a book about love. And I'm like, I do marketing. What do I know about love? And so unfortunately, I had to put that on hold for a little while, but I got back into it about a couple years ago and realized that it was the reason I needed to write a book about love, because it was because I needed to learn how to love myself. And that's essentially the subtitle of the book is called How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself.
That's
fascinating. Thanks. So that's really that. So now I'm now that I've been spent this journey to get the book out there in the world, now I am figuring out what to do with it next. And I'm looking at, maybe launching a course and coaching people on this, because it's definitely helped me and I want to be able to help others with it too.
Yeah. So it's interesting. You've been on this journey all your life and, you know, you were in television and you were on the camera, and that wasn't really where you wanted to be. And then that all changed and you came into, started working online. For those of you that don't know what SEO, search engine optimization, for the
right
entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And you're helping small business entrepreneurs, you know, really be able to target, make sure that their websites are converting and getting what it is that the hits that they deserve through, you know, what they're putting out there in their content. And then it seemed like God source, the universe, then said, okay, now talk about self-love, now talk about love. And mm-hmm. So you went from this whole, you know, all these different steps to bringing it all back to love. And isn't that what life is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was interesting is that I had been struggling for the last few years and trying to figure out if there was a way I wanted to like bring them together somehow, because I still love doing copywriting. I love, like last week I was working on just writing a press release for a nonprofit, and just when I get involved in doing a project, it's fun and I like doing that. And at the same time, you know, I have also been coaching clients and I love doing that deeper work too. And it finally hit me actually not too long ago that I really am I can actually incorporate them together, because when I am working with a client, I am sort of using my intuition, tapping into what they're all about in order to be able to really speak in their voice and being able to translate their message onto a website or an email. And I came up with a new tagline. So I'm calling it Messages from the Heart. And that encompasses that felt right. It was like it encompasses doing coaching and really helping people with their mindset, because as I learned in some of my especially early struggles in being an entrepreneur, is that if you have limiting beliefs about money in particular and or self-worth, then you're not going to be able to be as effective and really help as many people as you want to be, because you're struggling with that. And now that I've been able to accomplish that, it has made all the difference in how I show up online, and I get better engagement and I get people, offering me speaking opportunities. Like that's how I wound up speaking here today because someone else saw me speaking someone else and said, oh, I need to connect you with Cornelia. I think you'd be a great guest. So, but being able to show up as really myself, my true self, and being able to do that has made a big difference.
Yes, yes. And I'm so, you know what, Jacob, we can hear you. What really is so awesome is that, you know, what you're doing for yourself is really supporting what you learned how to do is supporting your clients. And that's how you can really help your clients also in that way with everything that you did for yourself. So I think it's wonderful. I, you know, saw you on Facebook this week and you, an opportunity dropped into your lap and you were going to go for, be invited to a speaking engagement also in Costa Rica, I think it was, and then mm-hmm. Tuscany. And so yeah. I hopefully that'll all come together for you. Yeah. But I would love, you know, I'd love to stay in contact with you personally, because I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, and I'm certain that I can, we can send leads back to each, back and forth to each other. But I wanted to leave the audience with your contact information. So if they want to hire you for a speaking gig, if they want to have you come onto their show, or if they want to hire you for coaching, that they can do that, if you wouldn't mind giving us that information.
Absolutely. They can go to my website, which is really easy to find. It's GloriaRand.com, and they'll find all information about all the services that I offer and speaking. They can contact me right through the website. And of course, I'm on social media as well. But the website's a good place to start.
Yeah, this is so great. I'm so glad that you're doing this work. Thank you so much for coming on to the show today. Thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And stay tuned right now, right after this show, the Diane McClay Show. And she's going to be with our host, one of our hosts, Adrian Craig. Stay tuned, everybody. Thanks for listening and tuning in. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love. Your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.